Welcome, my friends, to French Pod. Today we've got a newbie lesson for you. It's called Rain, and my name is JP.
My name is Amaury.
Salut, Amaury.
Salut. How's it going today?
It is going great, and you know, I'm enjoying the sunny weather.
So I'm sorry, JP, that we have the lesson about rain.
That's okay.
But summer days are not here yet.
All right, it's not summertime yet, so.
Exactly. It still can rain sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to learn about rain.
Okay, I'm sure that we're going to learn that in the dialogue. Is that our keyword?
No.
No. Okay.
The keyword is mouillé.
Mouillé. This is wet. Mouillé. There's a lot of vowels in that word. Okay, we're going to listen for that mot-clé in a dialogue, which you're about to hear three times. You ready?
Here we go.
Dialogue first time.
Il pleut, bergère.
Tu aimes vraiment cette chanson?
J'aime la pluie. On peut sauter dans les flaques.
C'est malin. Je suis toute mouillée maintenant.
Dialogue, second time.
Il pleut, bergère.
Tu aimes vraiment cette chanson?
J'aime la pluie. On peut sauter dans les flaques.
C'est malin. Je suis toute mouillée maintenant.
Dialogue, third time.
Il pleut, bergère.
Tu aimes vraiment cette chanson?
J'aime la pluie. On peut sauter dans les flaques.
C'est malin. Je suis toute mouillée maintenant.
All right, we're back and we're going to start with the translation.
Il pleut, bergère.
It's raining, shepherdess.
Il pleut, bergère.
It's raining, shepherdess.
Il pleut, bergère. Tu aimes vraiment cette chanson?
Do you really like that song?
Tu aimes vraiment cette chanson?
Do you really like that song?
Tu aimes vraiment cette chanson? J'aime la pluie. On peut sauter dans les flaques.
I like the rain. We can jump in the puddles.
J'aime la pluie. On peut sauter dans les flaques.
I like the rain. You can splash in the puddles.
J'aime la pluie. On peut sauter dans les flaques. C'est malin. Je suis toute mouillée maintenant.
That's clever. I'm all wet now.
C'est malin. Je suis toute mouillée maintenant.
That's clever. I'm all wet now.
C'est malin. Je suis toute mouillée maintenant.
Oh, no.
Started well, though. The guy was just singing.
Singing the song, but then he had to go splashing.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
It's the case of a lot of people who like the rain.
Yeah. I don't mind the rain.
It depends. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, been living enough years in Belgium, in Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
So you know there.
Right.
You'd better like the rain, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm from Seattle. I know exactly what that is. All right. Now, let's take a look at the dialogue again, but let's break it down word by word. We're going to start with a little song that the guy is singing, and he's singing, "It's raining, it's raining."
Il pleut.
Okay, so it's raining is il pleut. Now that's the verb pleuvoir, okay? And when you conjugate it, you really only conjugate it into the il form, right? I can't rain, you can't rain.
So it's il pleut.
Il pleut, it's raining, right? And in the song, you're singing to a shepherdess, right?
Bergère.
Bergère, okay, it's the shepherdess, okay, the female shepherd. So it's raining, shepherdess.
Il pleut, bergère.
Okay, now the woman asks, do you really like that song?
Tu aimes vraiment cette chanson?
Okay, now the action word here is the verb aimer.
And it's the second person.
Mm-hmm.
Tu aimes.
Tu aimes. So if aimer means to love, this is do you love, right? And in a question, do you love? Now, how do we make it do you really love?
Tu aimes vraiment.
Tu aimes vraiment, that adverb follows the verb. Okay, so do you really love this song?
Tu aimes vraiment cette chanson.
Okay, so for this song we said cette chanson. Okay, chanson is song, right?
It is, yeah.
Okay, chanson. And then the pointing word?
Cette.
Cette. Okay, so this is a demonstrative adjective. This song or that song.
Yeah.
Okay, let's put it together. Do you really like that song?
Tu aimes vraiment cette chanson?
And the guy says, I like the rain.
J'aime la pluie.
J'aime la pluie. Okay, so here we see the first person form of aimer with je, right?
J'aime.
J'aime. And we see the word for rain.
pluie.
Pluie. And it's feminine, so it's la pluie, right?
Exactly.
Okay. I like the rain.
J'aime la pluie.
And he says, you can jump in the puddles, which sounds like a bad idea to me, but...
On peut sauter dans les flaques.
Okay. Les flaques. Are those the puddles?
That's right.
Okay. Les flaques. And how about in the puddles?
Dans.
Okay. Dans les flaques. Now, the action word there is to jump, right?
Sauter.
Sauter. Now, so this is the regular word for jumping. I think in English, I would probably say splashing. I wouldn't say jumping in the puddle, but I would say splashing. But in France, you say sauter dans les flaques.
On saute dans les flaques.
Okay. One jumps in the puddles.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, we start the sentence with a formula that means we can or one can or you can.
On peut.
On peut. Now, that's the verb pouvoir. Mm-hmm. It means to be able to, and we usually translate it to can in English.
Mm-hmm.
And the pronoun is on.
So one.
So one. Yeah, the closest we can get to it is to say one. So one can jump in the puddles, with meaning we can jump or you can jump. Uh-huh. Okay. Let's put it together. I like the rain, or I love the rain. You can jump in the puddles.
J'aime la pluie. On peut sauter dans les flaques.
Okay. And the other person is not that happy by this action of jumping in the puddles.
And that's what she says. C'est malin.
C'est malin. Okay, now I get the feeling from this word malin. It's more like a naughty word. It's kind of mean.
Yeah, there's a bit of that in it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's a bit of negative. You know, if you call someone malin, they're kind of bad a little bit, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Now, the dictionary is going to say clever, but clever not in the admirable sense. Clever in the...
Yeah, like in the sense of malicious.
Okay. C'est malin. Okay, yeah. So that's clever.
Yeah, someone who's clever, but he doesn't always use cleverness for the right things, you know?
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, that's the word malin. And to begin that sentence, we have c'est.
That's,
okay.
Yeah.
So that's clever.
C'est malin. And the result, je suis toute mouillée maintenant.
Okay, I'm all wet now. So I heard our key word.
Mouillée.
Mouillée, okay, meaning wet. Now we want to say she's all wet.
Toute mouillée.
Toute mouillée. Okay, now toute, this means all or totally, right? And we use the feminine form, toute.
Yeah.
Now she wants to say, I am all wet now.
Je suis toute mouillée maintenant.
Okay, now we began the sentence with je suis, right? That's être. That's the verb to be. And here we have it in the first person, so we pair it with je. I'm all wet now.
Je suis toute mouillée maintenant.
Maintenant. Maintenant is the word for now.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a piece of cake. Maybe she should find a friend that's a little more mature.
Maybe, yeah.
All right, we're going to listen to the dialogue again three more times, and then we'll be right back.
Dialogue first time.
Il pleut, bergère.
Tu aimes vraiment cette chanson?
J'aime la pluie. On peut sauter dans les flaques.
C'est malin, je suis toute mouillée maintenant.
Dialogue, second time.
Il pleut, bergère.
Tu aimes vraiment cette chanson?
J'aime la pluie, on peut sauter dans les flaques.
C'est malin, je suis toute mouillée maintenant.
Dialogue, third time.
Il pleut, bergère.
Tu aimes vraiment cette chanson?
J'aime la pluie. On peut sauter dans les flaques.
C'est malin. Je suis toute mouillée maintenant.
All right, Amo, we're back, and I want to talk a little bit about aimer.
Yeah.
Which means to love.
That's right, yeah. Yes.
Okay, now we have it here in a couple of persons, and I just wanted to go over them. So the first person, I love.
J'aime.
J'aime. And the second person, you love.
Tu aimes.
Tu aimes. Shall we give him a third person?
Come on, allez.
Okay, how about he loves?
Il aime.
Il aime.
Or elle aime.
Elle aime would be she loves.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go, folks. That's aimer, all right? It means to like or to love. Now, which is it, Amaury, to like or to love?
It's both.
It's both?
Yeah, it's both.
Okay, so if you love a person...
Yeah, you know the famous, je t'aime.
Oh, I love you.
Exactly.
Okay, mm-hmm. But is that I love you or I like you? If someone says, oh, je t'aime, do you know? Or is it just the tone of their voice?
Kind of.
So if it's hot and heavy, then it's going to be, I love you.
Exactly, yeah.
So I don't know if the guy who wrote the song...
Il pleut bergère.
Which is famous in France. Really, it's talking about the rain. I don't know if he really loved the rain. Fact is, he wrote that song like at the end of the 18th century.
Okay, who was he?
His name is Philippe François Nazaire de Fabre.
Okay, Nazaire de Fabre.
Has to be French, you know.
Okay.
And so I don't know if he loved the rain, but he's a guy who traveled a lot. He was a politician, a poet.
Mm-hmm.
So he wrote this one when he was traveling in the Netherlands.
Okay.
But at the end of the 18th century, he came back to France.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at that time, you know, of the revolution.
Okay.
And since he was a politician, mm-hmm. so he was involved in it.
Right.
Problem for him that he didn't agree with the guy who had the power at that time, just after the revolution.
Okay, who was that?
Robespierre. Okay. Really tough guys.
So he So he was the opposition.
Kind of, yeah. He said some things, did things that they didn't really like.
Okay, well, you know what happens to people in the revolution that disagree.
Yeah, you know.
Guillotine.
Exactement. Get ahead. Uh-huh. So this poor guy, it was not because of the song, it was because his political views.
Mm-hmm.
So he was sentenced to the death penalty. And the legend is that mm-hmm. on his way to the guillotine,
mm-hmm.
he was singing that song.
Il pleut bergère.
Yeah.
Okay, that definitely kind of changes my mental image of this song.
But now everyone knows it. Kids sing the song in France.
Okay.
When in training, you know, that's what they learn at school.
All right.
I think it's a good way to learn to remember il pleut. And la pluie.
Okay, la pluie, the rain. Okay. All right, folks. Now, this has been your free lesson for the week. All of the newbie lessons are free, and if you subscribe to FrenchPod.com, you can see all of the rest of the levels from elementary all the way to advanced. And if you're thinking about getting a subscription, we'll give you a 7-day free trial. Just go to FrenchPod.com and sign up for that trial. For now, I think it's time to go, Emily.
Bye-bye, salut!
À la prochaine!